Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm your host. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King, ProfitabilityRevolution.com. Is that right, Ruth?
That's correct.
How many hundreds, thousands of videos that you can watch there, folks, that you can go there and take advantage of, Ruth interviewing and or other people conducting videos. These are really high quality, rubber meets the road, actionable things that you can get. So I encourage you to go there. I know how you love videos. We all do. And so Ruth's really onto something there, Profitability Revolution. Her new book, The Courage to Be Profitable, should be in your back pocket with dog-eared. It should look like mine, dog-eared with yellow things sticking out of it. Mine's just about destroyed, Ruth. So, okay, Ruth, thanks again for being here. Yeah, you might need to send me a new one. This was about to fall apart. So, okay, savings accounts. You want to talk about that?
The thing is that if you need a week or you need 2 weeks to start in the last session, the only way you're going to get it is through a savings account. And the ability to know that you can sleep well at night, knowing that there is the cash somewhere, that if something like this happens, you know, it may not be a hurricane. It could be a tornado. It could be an earthquake. It could be that the power company hit a power pole and knocked out everything.
Yep.
It
could be a local thing just for you. It could be that the city tears up the street in front of you. I've seen businesses be in jeopardy because the city tore up a two-block area of a street and nobody could go by there. Nobody could get to the business.
Yep, I've seen that too.
Everybody else was fine, but not that two blocks.
No. And I had a situation one time where somebody was digging and they cut all the fiber to the internet.
Oh, boy.
That was fun.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We think about it and how much we're connected to the internet these days. Especially with what I do.
So a savings account. Why a savings account?
Because that's where you can get the cash to survive the craziness that happens. And it's really easy to set one up. All you need to do is take 1% of your revenues and put it away. So if you get a check for $1,000, you put away $10.
And you're thinking a savings account rather than a check account because?
Because you'll get a little bit of interest on it, and you won't be tempted to spend it.
You can't write a check out of a savings account, can you?
No, you can't.
ATF, not what am I trying to say? ATM. I don't have one of these cards, so I forget what they call ATM. You can't do an ATM out of a savings account.
Actually, I think you can.
Oh man, I don't tell them that. They didn't know that.
But so you can't. You'd have to go and put
maybe
it in
so. Okay, but it's harder. Yeah. What you're saying is a savings account. By putting in a savings account, you're going to be less likely. Of course, you can transfer funds back and forth on your online accounting, your online banking account, but it's just more difficult, right? You have to think about it a little bit.
Yes, it's not like I can write a check immediately. I got to go think about
it. You know what we do? We have a savings account in my business. And we put every penny we can in it every month.
Yeah.
Primarily so when our tax bill comes due, we have that money sitting there as hopefully it's enough to cover the tax bill.
Yeah, I'm more systematic about it. We just put it away. And amazingly how quickly it adds up. It's amazing how quickly it adds up.
Oh, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't dread getting the tax number anymore since we started saving money for putting it away for that.
Yeah. And the thing that is actually fun, if you can say that, is watching the numbers go up and up and up and up. And occasionally you got to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had some of my clients use it to buy vehicles, to buy major equipment for their businesses, you know, different things, and they all go, thank you very much, because now I don't have to go to the bank and take out a loan.
Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly right. And if it's in your checking account, it will get spent.
It will get spent, I guarantee.
It will vapor. If it doesn't get spent, it'll vaporize. I don't know what how it happens overnight while you're gone, while you're sleeping, it sort of just vaporizes or wanders off of the pod money comes and takes it over or something. I don't know what happens, but it's shocking how fast it'll go out of your checking account.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's why and a lot of times if there's enough money in there, you would transfer it even to another bank or another institution, so that it gets even harder to take the money out.
Right.
Don't laugh.
I know. Yep.
It's a lot because, you know, I don't know how to describe how much better you sleep at night knowing that the money's there if something happens like this.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we didn't get it bad, but, you know, think about the Florida Keys. I mean, there's nothing down
right.
there. There's no running water. There's no power. There's
right.
no nothing. You know, businesses are done for a while.
That's exactly right. And if you can survive, you can be one of the, because you've got the cash, you can be one of the first to go back and start serving customers when they come back.
And you'll be ahead of the crowd and get more revenue, more profit and everything along
yep.
those lines to build more into your savings account.
Well, that's exactly right. No, I agree with you. I like your idea on the savings account. As I say, we've been doing that ourselves for a while now. And it sure is nice to be able to look over there. And as you say, it builds up fast.
It does build very fast.
And if you don't need it, just let it keep building. Hey, Ruth, hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break. ProfitabilityRevolution.com is the website for Ruth. Check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.